It's a secret crush on Brock Purdy. It's Mel, the sports gal, on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the Cyclones,
it's time for Mel, the sports gal's top three.
Okay, so we asked in our first segment the top three things, the worst things about the Bears losing to the Lions on Thanksgiving if it happens tomorrow. Number three was it was another happen to them moment. So, like, the Bears are always that team where it happens to them.
Yep.
Lions
yep.
winning their first game would happen to them. That's mm-hmm. number three. Number two, you watch the game and spend the holiday with your brother, who's a Lions fan, of course.
Yes.
And his joy would bring you misery.
Oh, siblings.
And so now we're up to number one. Number one worst thing about the Bears losing to the Lions on Thanksgiving.
They're not going to lose. I'm sorry. I'm not going to throw them under the bus three times. Not going to do it. They're not going to lose.
Mel, I think I just found the worst thing about this whole ridiculous question. Is what? That if the Bears lose...
Huh? What?
She's built all of her top three like on them. They're like they're not going to lose. She said it five times. Like
yeah.
the worst thing is the Bears lose.
Wow.
Well, no, but the
yes.
question the question includes that.
Mal, the Bears are going to lose. They're going to lose, Mal.
I you know what? I'm a Bears fan too, Mal. I think the team has quit on Matt Nagy. I think the defense is going to get rolled, even against that terrible quarterback. I don't know.
Well, I gave up on Nagy too. And I don't know why Colleen all of a sudden turned into NFL analyst over there. She's faking it till she makes it. And actually, in the worst scenario, she's probably right.
Listen,
look at you brainwashing me, Colleen.
Listen to the panic in your voice. I love it.
Mission accomplished, little man.
All right, so apparently the number one thing that about the worst thing is that you just can't even bring yourself to admit the worst thing.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say.
I know.
I
helped you.
Thank you, Ken.
She got to me. You know, she got to me. First time ever.
Thank you, Carl.
Not bad for someone who's faking it till they make it.
I'm pretty good at that myself, so yay.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Hopefully you're right, Mal. Hopefully that was just a weird topic to bring up and not... a premonition. Okay. Let's talk about the Iowa State game. Their senior day, home finale, and TCU is who's coming to town.
Well, you know what? Instead of deeply analyzing this game, I'm just going to have a chat about the Cyclone. One thing that I would like Cyclone fans to learn is that, you know, yes, you had a disappointing season, but you didn't. Because your team used to get, or your fan base used to be so excited about getting to go to a bowl game. And now you just go every year, and I don't have to hear you say, hey, we're going to a bowl game. You're just going to a bowl game again.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So chill.
Right.
So,
expectations have gone up, and that's a good thing.
Yes, and that's how you do it, Cyclone fans. I know the Hawks are going to a bowl every year.
Yeah.
They stumble in a lot. I know they're going. Now, when they have chances at national championships and get ranked two, I know that's a bunch of crap. You just have to learn to know your team and know the program, and that's how it's going to be. So, and by the way, I know you cut it out last week, Ken, but Campbell, he's full of BS. Big 12 championship was not their expectations, and that's a bunch of crap. But I think ISU, it's senior day. It's going to be they've had a great run, a great bunch of seniors. Celebrate your team, Clone fans. You know, I think that they are going to, I think TCU is going to get a little too loose. And I think ISU is going to beat them 37-24.
All right. And now,
Mal's Magic Man.
Who's your Magic Man?
Brock Purdy is my Magic Man because he's a senior. He's going to go out there and he's going to run. He's going to show the leadership he's gained. I think he's a good little quarterback. A couple years ago, I thought he might have been NFL quality. I don't anymore. So enjoy your last game at Jack Trice. Brock Purdy, be the Magic Man and lead your team to victory.
And it was also your last chance to crush on him one more time,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a regular season anyway. So we know you love him.
I do love that little guy. I don't crush on him, but you guys think I do, but maybe I do a little. God, that's kind of creepy though, because he's really young. You know what? If I was his mother, I'd tell him to cut that damn mullet off.
Or you'd show him how to grow one the right way, like you had
That's
back
right.
in the day.
He does have the curls to carry it a bit, as did I.
Yes.
But that was in the 80s, and again, I've always told you I let it go a little too longer than I should have
yes.
into the 90s, but hey.
But
it's,
hey.
It's 2021, Brock.
All right. Hey, Mal, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Great to have you on for another regular season, and we'll talk to you when we get to the bowl games.
Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
To you too, Mal.
Bye, Mal.
I hope y'all get what you want.
No,
thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter at Mal Sports Gal, and hear her on demand at star1025.com.